Hello and welcome to today's card reading. Today I'm reading from the Black Moon Astrology card, and today's card is Pisces, because of the Pisces moon, the moon in Pisces, not because it's Pisces seasons. Anyway, so Pisces, I believe, I must be a mermaid. I have no fear of depth and a great fear of shallow living. In faith and trust, you must surrender to what it is. Now, right now, the energies that surround you are probably quite confusing and all over the place. There are a lot of things that are ending without any beginnings, right? And the reason for that is when you have too many beginnings, you don't know which door to go through. If things happen too quickly, you can be confused, and too much can happen where you get confused and you run and you hide, and you think, oh, I may have missed out on something. Or whilst the world is changing around you, people may be leaving your environment, people going away on holiday or moving abroad, or people leaving work and stuff like this. It can leave you a little bit disheartened, like you feel like you're not doing anything, but your change or transformation will soon follow, because what the universe is doing is opening doors where for others who have decided to take these leaps of faith and change their environments, and your door, if it hasn't already opened, will soon, and your time will soon come, right? It's just, you need to see that it's okay, because your environment changes around you, right? It's okay to change your environment that surrounds you also, right? But maybe not just now. So now's the time to sort of not necessarily wallow in self-pity, like, why is everyone leaving me? It's more of an opportunity to say, what can I do next? What is my next mission in life? What is my next goal in life? Where's my next pedestal? You know, and you think about these things and you start to understand that maybe you should stay exactly where you are and develop what you have in order to go forward, right? So it's kind of a limbo time, and also a time for depth of emotions where you start to allow emotional imbalances to balance themselves and harmonize inside your body, right? Now, this doesn't necessarily mean you have to start meditating or start doing yoga, or it doesn't mean you have to start working out or changing your diet drastically. What you need to figure out is, what is it that works for you right now, and what is it that doesn't work for you right now, and how in your next milestone you can resolve that issue. Now, you can ask people for help and guidance, or you can read up on help and guidance, or you can look into yourself for guidance, like as a third person, like, well, what would you do if you were me, even though this person is obviously you? And then seek out your answer, and sooner rather than later, you'll find yourself in a rather pleasing place where the advice which will come to you, either in a dream or in a vision or something like this, right, to point you in the direction that will be safe for you to go down. So use this energy that we have at the moment to maybe not rush forward, but to just stay in limbo, on the fence, just for a little bit longer. And soon you'll see, over the next couple of days, over the next couple of weeks, how your transformation will start to begin. All right? I'll be back tomorrow with another card.